interrupt y'all because this is the most talking that we've done the whole time. So that's really good. Who wants to be the first person to send an application up here? Come on. You can do it. Hey. The greatest part about today is I just get to stand up here. I didn't have to do anything. Okay, so Luke is writing this to Theophilus and others to share the story. So the application here is to share the story. So how are we going to do that? What's the next step to this application? Now, this is the part that makes it more challenging because it's not that hard to come up with something general, share the story. But how are you going to really make sure you do that? Okay, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Okay, so you share it in a morning devotional with your husband. Any other ideas? Judy? Right. Okay. Okay, so like in your general behavior, trying to be a servant of the Lord, but specifically, what would that look like? So maybe you have a neighbor that you've had for however long you've had that neighbor, and you know that that neighbor doesn't know the Lord. Maybe your application could be to have that person over, you know, just for coffee, tea, whatever people go over for these days, and talk about it. Now, I don't mean browbeat, but have that opportunity. That would be measurable. It'd be scary for a lot of people, but it'd be measurable. What else? Could y'all hear Sharon? So basically what she said is as she's reading this and talking about this, several people have come to mind that she can share her story with. And she can do that talking to them, email, whatever. But it's already coming to mind. So that's the kind of thing that you grab onto and go, that's my application. That's what I'm supposed to be doing with this. Your faith through, yes. Right. Your story about his story. That's a good way to put it. So do y'all see how that works now? It's getting closer and closer. Any other good ones you want to share out here? Yes. Write your own letter to someone with a specific need. Now, that is a great way to reach out because, first of all, who doesn't love getting a letter these days because nobody gets them? But to really, the time that it takes and the heart that it takes to do that, that'd be a great example to do that, to write your own letter. Any others? Okay. Okay. So know with certainty, this last verse is what she's talking about, know with certainty the things that you've been taught. So the things that you're being taught, how do you know with certainty? You're going to go to the Bible and double check or triple check or whatever it is you need to do to make sure. That's a really measurable one. Anybody else? Yeah. So it's calling us to be bolder in our faith, to speak out more boldly. So how are you going to speak out more boldly? Right. Writing letters, calls, all of those things. Right. So the main thing that I'm trying to get across here that we talk about in leaders meeting all year long, so I know if we talk about it, that it needs to be talked about in here, is when you come up with this application, because there are some wonderful applications, make sure it is something measurable that you can do and that you can incorporate into your week somehow. And that's what's going to make these lessons really come to life for you throughout the rest of the year. So does anyone have any questions about this inductive Bible study? I will tell you on the – these slides will be on online, but also there is on the website, there is the card. Some of you probably have it. Years ago, we had a laminated card that went through and showed what these inductive questions are. It's great to have to refer to. You can go on the website and print it out and just stick it in your lesson if you don't have one, and you can refer to these questions. When you get stuck, just kind of go back to it and see. Okay, so it's only 11:35, and we have this room until 12. So feel free, if you all want to stay in here, if you're on a roll, if you just want to visit with some people that you haven't seen all summer, feel free to stay. One quick housekeeping message is about the sign-up. If you filled out a piece of paper today, you will be getting an email. And if you signed up anytime in the past couple of weeks, you should be getting an email. When you get that email, please click on the link, because clicking on the link is what actually does the work to get you into our computer. So if you have that email and you haven't done it, click on it. If you filled it out today, you'll get one, and be sure and click on it. Is there anything else? All right, let's close with prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for just thank you for today. Thank you for every woman in this room who made the commitment to come here today. Help us stay strong to that commitment throughout the year. Help us put you first. Help us to take this gospel of Luke and really look at it and see how it applies to our lives and see how you want us to use it to spread the good news. I ask this in your son's name. Amen.